A spoken ink poem read by Ruth Sillars. Sonnet 43 from Sonnets from the Portuguese by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for the ends of being an ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seemed to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life, and, if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. Sonnet 14 from Sonnets from the Portuguese. If thou must love me, let it be for naught except for love's sake only. Do not say, I love her for her smile, her look, her way of speaking gently, for a trick of thought that falls in well with mine, and certes brought a sense of pleasant ease on such a day. For these things in themselves, beloved, may be changed, or change for thee, and love so wrought may be unwrought so. Neither love me for thine own dear pity's wiping my cheeks dry. A creature might forget to weep, who bore thy comfort long, and lose thy love thereby. But love me for love's sake, that evermore thou mayest love on through love's eternity. From Pamphylia to Amphilanthus by Lady Mary Roth. How like a fire doth love increase in me. The longer that it lasts, the stronger still, the greater, purer, brighter, and doth fill no eye with wonder more than hopes still be. Bred in my breast, when fires of love are free to use that part to their best pleasing will, and now impossible it is to kill the heat so great where love his strength doth see. Mine eyes can scarce sustain the flames, my heart doth trust in them my passions to impart, and languishingly strive to show my love. My breath not able is to breathe least part of that increasing fuel of my smart. Yet love I will, till I but ashes prove.